And so he said, there is one body, one spirit. Remember one spirit? Yeah. And he's called the Holy Spirit. And the King James translated a lot of time Holy Ghost. And somebody got caught up on that, thought the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit were two different persons. No, just one spirit. There's one spirit. One spirit, even as you are called, ye are called, in what? One hope of your call. There's only one hope. One hope. And that's why we preach Jesus. And that's why we, and then you have the, you just, you know, I don't want to get off on this. We have the, I remember, we have the Muslim. They want to say, Jesus is a white Jesus. I don't care what color he is. All I know, he's Jesus to me. He shed some red blood and washed my sins away. I care less what color his skin is. All right. All right. I don't care if you want to give me $1 million, you put it in a brown paper sack, you put it in a plastic bag, you put it in a croper sack. Who know what a croper sack is? I don't care what color it is. I want the good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so he said, now notice this. He said that one Lord, how many Lords? One. Name one Lord. One Lord. One faith. But we got all these different kinds. People saying, "You, what faith are you?" I'm of God. I'm of God faith. God, I got the faith of God because He gave it to me. All right. That's what kind of faith I'm of. One baptism. Now, gotta bring some clarity to that one. One baptism, Hebrew. If you can get there, y'all go ahead and turn to Hebrew chapter 6. You might get there, and I'm coming right back. I just want to bring some clarity to that. Hebrew chapter 6. Because see, he said in Hebrew chapter 6 and verse 2, I'm not going to waste a lot of time on this, just want to bring some clarity to it. And I'm going to read verse 1, 2, so we can get a clear picture. A clear understanding. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, the teaching of Christ. That's what doctrine is. The teaching of Christ. Let us go on to where? Unto perfection. Not doing what? Laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Of the doctrine of what? Baptism. Notice that's plural. The teaching of baptism. What is he saying? Don't get it clear that there's teaching on baptism, which is the baptism of water, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you are baptized into Christ. But in Ephesians, what he's saying, to get clear, there isn't but one that'll get you in Christ. Now, when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I was already in Christ. I just got filled with the Holy Ghost. But when I got baptized in water, I was already in Christ. So this is what he's saying, get clear. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Just one baptism gonna get you in Christ. That's ain't but one. Why? Because there ain't but one Jesus. For what reason? Now let's go on. Verse 6. One God. We have lots of stuff going on in our world now. Oh man. That's why you got to know the truth. one God and Father of all. He's the Father of all those that's his children. If a person not born again, he's not their father. I got 7 children and a whole 7 billion folks, people on planet Earth. I ain't their father. The only one that was born unto Corey and Jimmy. That's the only one I'm father of. You understand what I'm saying? Well, see, people get to talking about the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. In other words, God is the father of everybody. No, he's not. No, he's not. No. He's the only father of those that have been born again. Fatherhood of God, the brotherhood of man. God is the God of all everybody because he created everybody. But those that are not born again, they are not his children. Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ he is. New creature, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That means I've been born into the family of God. God is my Father. Jesus is Lord. Let's move on. Gotta hurry. He said, one God and Father of all, who is above what? And through all and in you all. In all. In you all. But unto everyone, we're talking about the family now. You got to hear this, because we asked the question. We made a statement. We are one with the Lord. We're one with the Lord. But unto how many? But unto everyone of us is given what? Grace according to the measure of the gifts of Christ. Unto every one of us is given God's ability. Grace is God's ability for you to walk like God, live like God, talk like God, believe like God. Unto every one of us is given grace. That's why I say, for by grace are you saved through faith. It was grace that saved you. It's grace that grow you. It's grace that will empower you to do everything that you've been saved to do. Did you hear what I said? It's God's grace. You didn't have the ability. When you got saved, he gave you faith to believe, and that gave you grace to do what a grace person could do. Grace to live, grace to be a good husband, grace to be a good wife, grace to make money, grace to pray, grace to shout, grace to live. You can go on and on. Grace. God wants you to do it with his ability. Because ours, we try to do in our own ability, it crumbles. The devil overwhelms us. We wind up failing, in despair, depressed, agony on me. So he said, he has given, now watch this now, this is so important, according to the measure of the gift of Christ, you have received the measure of grace you need according to the measure of the gift of Christ. This is my ring finger, little finger. How did they do it on the little thing that get that Jordan watching? Daddy finger, where are you? Here I am, here. Mama, brother. Well, anyway, this. You can tell I've been around Jordan, can't you?